It's 6 past 6 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Good morning, Fran. Keating, don't kill super. This is the Financial Review, and the former Prime Minister has attacked the government's first home savings idea. Paul Keating has accused Treasurer Joe Hockey of seeking to destroy the superannuation system by allowing younger Australians to use their super savings to buy their first home. The former Prime Minister says instead of saying they oppose the idea of the universality of super as we have in Australia, instead of saying they oppose it ideologically, they're arguing their case intellectually. The Treasurer trying to reach the same outcome by masking his real intentions as professed concern for home buyers. Quote, I have never expected the Liberals to believe in much, but as a Conservative Party, you would expect them to at least believe in thrift. Turning to the Melbourne Age, teen jihadi, an Australian Islamic State recruit, was a Melbourne dropout. The Islamic State recruit that the British media described as the white jihadi in December, proclaiming he was a major coup for the terrorist group, is in fact a skinny, baby-faced boy from Craigieburn in Melbourne's northern suburbs, and his non-Muslim family is worried sick about him. And the Australian newspaper says dozens of Aussie kids are being schooled in terror by Islamic State. As many as 12 Australian children have been taken from their suburban homes into the Syrian civil war, where they are now living under the savage rule of Islamic State. And that boy I mentioned from The Age, Jake Bilardi, is a photographed front page. A Melbourne teenager who joined Islamic State claims the group plans to make the 9/11 terror attack look like child's play. The irony is, the photo reveals quite clearly he is indeed a child himself. The Sydney Morning Herald, Abbott blasts UN. Australians sick of being lectured. That's what the Prime Minister says about a report that's found Australia's treatment of asylum seekers breaches an international anti-torture convention. Hook, line and stinker. The Daily Telegraph, inside the Thai factory behind Sydney's tuna scare, a Thai factory linked to a tuna brand that left Sydney people with suspected scombroid poisoning, is operated by migrant workers 7 days a week. Let's look at the Adelaide Advertiser. Big news there. Almost $1 billion in car industry super has been spared from the budget acts. The government's ditching its unpopular cuts to the automotive transformation scheme. The industry minister, Mr. McFarlane, expected to make that announcement today. The Canberra Times, restless in the valley. Madura families bystanders to progress. Look, there's this photo of a Molonglo Park farmer, John Scott, mounted on his stock horse, mustering his sheep, the same way it's been happening for 100 years. But this time in the background, you can see a Costco, a McDonald's, and the road that'll soon have 30,000 cars and trucks a day going by, all part of Canberra's expanding sprawl, colliding with 100-year-old sheep country. The Adelaide Advertiser, it's a death row engagement. Love shines bright in darkest days. Hours after Andrew Chan's plea for clemency was rejected, he asked his girlfriend, Febiante, to marry him. She accepted immediately, and her solitaire engagement ring is pictured front page, as well as the couple smiling. They look lovely together. Veteran journalist Sydney Wachner has the story, and she's been covering the Bali 9 issue since it began, though the tone was different back in 2006. Then her Daily Telegraph article was headlined, "Their drug operation would have destroyed thousands of lives. Now they'll pay with theirs. No sympathy." And just finally, Fran, the Hobart Mercury, celebrating the Spiegel Tent Cultural Festival. It's in Tasmania. The world's only toy piano virtuoso is here. She's from New York, an avant-garde musician, Margaret Leng Tan. She plays toy pianos, not those cheap electronic ones we give our kids today, but the real miniature pianos that used to be made for kids decades ago. She's been playing professionally for 22 years. She's played Carnegie Hall, Beethoven's home, and now the top of Mount Wellington in Tasmania.
You got to love the Spiegel Tent. Thanks very much, James. Maybe we can get her on the program.